P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing and pray for the peace in Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're necessarily listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Cruz, who worked for one of the largest banks in the entire world, HSBC. Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation, and had an opportunity to see how the banking institutions really work. John, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little of the background of your background, how you came to work for HSBC, and what you discovered when you were working for them?
Well, my background is I've had extensive experience working in the banking industry, mainly through credit unions. I worked in Long Island in Carle Place for many years, and then I winded up working for HSBC Bank, which is known as Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation.
All right, fine. Well, go ahead. So what did you find? I mean, certainly these are some very well-known, very widely respected banks, and so certainly are the banks what we presume them to be?
Oh, no. This bank is totally, totally different what you presume to be. This bank is not out there for the people. This bank is out there against the people. HSBC is out there to use your identity. And I don't care who you are or where you are, if you bank with HSBC, they're going to use your identity.
Well, what do you mean by use your identity?
HSBC is a corrupt organization of crime. They make illegal crimes look as if they are legal. They transfer monies. Whenever you transfer money that is illegally obtained and you use the banking system, that's what you call money laundering.
Right.
HSBC is the king of money laundering, the king of laundering money for drugs, for terrorists, for guns, for wrongful collected merchandise, for wrongful transactions, transfer money from country to country using your identity.
Well, how can they get away with that if that's really true? How are they able to get away with that? I mean, certainly aren't there laws against this sort of thing?
There are laws, but when you're making the money that HSBC makes off these transactions, the money they're making off of you, it's very easy to pay fines. It's very easy to pay bribes, which they do. They state it point blank. They keep billions of dollars in reserves just to pay off regulators.
Well, now, did you actually come forward and make these statements? Did you write a book? What did you do to try to expose what you learned when you were working for HSBC?
I did all of the above. I went to law enforcement. Law enforcement told me this was drug money. This is terrorist money. I went to superiors, executives within the bank. I recorded conversations of them, stating, this is drug money, this is terrorist money. This is what the bank does. They launder money. They do fictitious loans, fake loans, in people's names that they don't know about it. But these people get 1099s for a loan. These people get fraudulent loans in their names and wind up having charges off against them. people get wrongful transactions against them, and it's all in the name. When something happens, it goes against the person, not the bank.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with John Cruz, working in the banking industry, and of course, has found a tremendous gross dishonesty there.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly here with us this evening is John Cruz, who worked for HSBC and found that they were money laundering large sums of money and certainly using people's identity for this money laundering. So, of course, he went to the Office of Homeland Security, and they appear to be totally in bed with this. Which one of the government departments is helping you to expose what you uncovered at HSBC?
Right now, I believe the Department of Treasury is working on going after individuals and accounts as far as tax revenues that have not been collected on billions and billions of dollars. Next, I will see SEC will be involved as of next week. So the complaint will be filed. I'll be receiving a copy of it tomorrow. And we are moving forward with any all organizations. The Arizona legislative legal department there have copies of all the documents. So they can move forward, and they are monitoring everything as it's moving along.
The one were you fired from HSBC when they found out that you had reported them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was fired. My days were numbered as soon as I reported the fraud to them. I was done. I was told I was going to be fired right by the security. George Matranger said I was going to be gone.
But of course, you knew that before you actually reported them, didn't you? You knew they were going to fire you.
before I reported them? Yes. Yes, as soon as I reported that I found fraud, my managers were all over me telling me I was fake, I was making things up, that I didn't want to do my job. And I was told, and then I brought it from instead of just going to my managers, I brought it to senior security, and they told me that management and my executives were all involved in this, and I would be losing my job because I found this.
All right, fine.
Because I would not shut up.
All right, fine. And apparently John has been trying to reach members of Congress and the Senate, and they don't want to touch this because, of course, HSBC is, I think, aren't they the largest bank in the world today?
If they're not the largest, they're the second largest.
All right. So, and here's where the money really is. Of course, these people are totally corrupt, as are all of our banking systems, major banks, our smaller banks. I think a lot of them are run very efficiently and quite well. But the large banks all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are inherently corrupt and dishonest. And of course, John then working with the Treasury Department, and you have lawyers to help you, and Sydney, will you be able to get any sort of compensation to make for the fact that you've been fired because of this?
Well, we are working on that. I don't know as of yet. I'm working on a couple different lawsuits. Prior attorney I worked with for wrongful termination, he should be responsible as far as his malpractice on the case. Napoli, Ripker, and Burns. We are working with the IRS, which yeah, there is a percentage you can get from that. And my lawyer is in Washington, D.C., where he's located. So he's a very methodical person. He believes in what I'm doing. He believes I'm moving forward, and he's not going to stop.
Now, we have an honest lawyer. Finding an honest lawyer in things like this, one who will not be bribed, is sometimes very, very difficult. But you think you're sure that your lawyer will represent your interest and not theirs?
I'm very sure.
Now, you've written a book on this. Would you like to tell our listeners about your book?
My book, World Banking, World Fraud, Using Your Identity. It is located on Amazon. You can also go to my website, which is worldbankingworldfraud.com. You can read many, many news articles out there. You can read articles how PayPal and American Express are implicated in money laundering with HSBC Bank. You can read about my childhood and how I grew up, where I came from nothing. But most of all, you will read about the nuts and bolts of how money laundering takes place using your identity.
Well, now, you say using your identity. Why do they have to, Chris, utilize other people's identity? Can't they create individuals out of nothing and then use these fraudulent individuals for their money laundering?
You could, but then it's so easy to get caught and find the accounts, because then you would find accounts that do not actually exist as far as account holder. But if you're an actual person and I have your identity from prior business transactions, banking transactions, financial transactions, who's to say that I didn't give you another loan? Who's to say that you didn't launder money through another bank account? Who's to say you didn't do illegal activities? You'd have to fight the bank. Using someone's social security number, using someone's identity, doing a trickle effect, doing hundreds and thousands of accounts on people, millions of social security numbers and millions of accounts going through money going through them, is very easy to hide transactions and not be the fall guy.
Well, I can remember probably 15, maybe even 20 years ago, getting reports of massive, of course, amounts of financial transactions. Activity on an account that I had information, on accounts I had never utilized or had never put much of anything into them. And of course, when I reported it, they said, "Oh, it was just some sort of minor glitch, it's nothing to worry about, and we'll take care of it." That was the last thing I ever heard, but I got these reports sent to me. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars going through my bank account. Is that sort of what they do? And does the person ever learn about what they're up to and how they're using their accounts for laundering money?
That's sort of like what they're doing, yes. But the person doesn't find out that you're using their identity until something goes wrong. And for instance, I got an email from a lady. She's got a mortgage in her name. She's never had a mortgage with HSBC. I got another individual here. I got W-2s from PayPal. Never had accounts with PayPal. I mean, I get these emails constantly now since my website is up and since my book is out. There are many, many individuals out there that have fraudulent identity theft on them from HSBC, PayPal, American Express. Their identities are all used. And for them to fight it, take it to the legal system, it's all in my book. It tells you all about it. World Banking World Fraud describes the actual transactions, describes how the money goes through the system, describes how the bank uses your identity.
And is there anything the average individual, they would have no way of knowing this was going on unless somehow they got an accidental bank statement. Would that be correct?
Accidental bank statement, accidental W-2, 1099. But this bank is doing all these illegal transactions, making all this money, and nobody's paying tax on it. We got a multi-trillion-dollar deficit. All this tax revenue going through the bank, and there's trillions and trillions of dollars, could pay off all this.
Well, are the government officials that you're working with, certainly in the Treasury Department, interested in this? Are they going to follow through on it? Are they going to be bribed and told us to just get back away?
No, when I was sitting with the IRS, and I was sitting with David Wagner and Keith Sophia, and we talked about how this would play out. And either it would be very fast or very short. Either the bank would offer some kind of settlement to get rid of it, or they would have to go after every individual account, which means there are hundreds and thousands of attorney, escrow accounts, treasury accounts, attorney operation accounts all through the metro area, all through the United States, that need to be shut down. Could you imagine all these businesses being shut down financially until this was worked out with the bank, and everyone would have lawsuits going against the bank? So, I don't know. Something's going to happen soon.
Well, couldn't this almost be the basis for a major financial collapse if this
yes,
ever came out?
Yeah. Major financial collapse. Huge financial collapse since HSBC controls majority of the trade around the world.
Are you talking about millions of dollars? Are you talking about billions of dollars? Are you talking
about
trillions of dollars? You're talking about trillions of dollars?
Yes.
And how can people get copies of your book? Because I have a copy, but how can people get copies of your book?
They can go to my website, worldbankingworldfraud.com. They can go directly to Amazon. They can pull my book up there, worldbankingworldfraud.com. It's available as a soft paperback. It's available as a Kindle. It's also available as a Nook or paperback at Barnes & Noble or on their website.
All right, fine. Now, have you been able to get any coverage through the major media on this subject?
I have been trying. I went to CBS for Denver. I spoke to a lady by the name of Libby to get on the show and talk, let the media know, have a news conference with Jody Brooks. Totally in vain. I went to Fox 31, Channel 2 News in Denver. I spoke to a gentleman, Hendrick, and nothing.
Well, no, were you on with Joyce Riley? Did Joyce Riley put you on?
I was on Joyce Riley's show, yes. I was on Joyce Riley twice already.
And
we are still moving forward. Once my SEC complaint gets filed, we'll be back on the air again, moving forward and letting more information out. There's a lot of news coming from this story.
All right, fine.
This is the largest money laundering identity theft scandal that you will or have ever seen.
All right, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If you'd like to talk to John, who's been on the front lines of this battle. Have there been any threats to your life? Because I think that these people certainly would not be above just simply eliminating somebody who's exposed something of this magnitude.
Oh, yes, I've gotten many threats. But if I don't tell anybody, that even scares me even more. I need to tell anybody and everyone I can, and I will.
So how long have you been trying to get this story out?
Oh, I've been trying to get the story out to the people. I would say approximately 6 to 8 months
All
now.
Right. And you, other than Joyce, have you been able to get on any other national or international radio?
I've been on just network internet radio, such as yourself, stations, small stations. I have not been on any big news media yet. But it's coming. It's coming soon. I know it's coming soon.
Well,
there's a lot of big surprises coming down the road.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I'm right now. We were just talking to Jack from Michigan. He told us that Dr. Corsi, who's a personal friend of ours, was working for a large financial house doing financial advice. And, of course, Jerome Corsi had gone on the air or in some way had talked about John Cruz and his suit against HSBC. And Dr. Corsi, was fired the next day from this large financial house, which, of course, you have to understand, HSBC is one of the largest, if not the largest, financial institution in the entire world. And the last thing they want is for the public to realize how corrupt and totally corrupt these organizations really are, some of these major banks. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. If you have a question or a comment, and I said we'll have to get Dr. Corsi on our program and talk about this. Certainly John is having real problems getting his story out, and he has been on certainly on Joyce Riley's program. He has some things up on YouTube, some of his conversations with Dr. Corsi. And where can people see your conversations with Dr. Corsi on the internet, Jack? John.
They can just go to YouTube and type in World Banking, World Fraud, and watch the videos. It's part one and part two with Jerome Corsi.
And right once again, the title of the book.
World Banking, World Fraud.
World Banking, World Fraud is Chris, is John's story of his experience with HSBC. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that really is going on today. And basically, the whole of the world banking system is fraudulent. And if this comes down, people who have their money on deposit in any of the major banks may very well find that it will simply be gone. And we are moving into an international monetary crisis. Now, if you're out there and you have a question for John, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. And John, how long had you been working in the banking industry before you ran into the fraudulent identity theft and fraudulent activities of HSBC?
I've been in banking over 20 years.
Did you have any idea that this sort of thing was going on?
No, I did not have anything like this was going on at HSBC. I thought they were an upfront company, an upfront bank. I thought they were watching out for people and taking care of people. I was totally blindsided.
And how did you find this out? Were you doing accounting? Were you sitting just studying records? What was your first inkling? What were you actually doing for HSBC when you found out what was going on?
I was the vice president business relationship manager. I would manage accounts, large money. When you see accounts that only have PayPal in them and American Express in them, illegal transactions, or you see accounts, big corporations that only have loans that are never paid back, my job is to review their financials, review their accounts, follow the transactions, follow the money, meet with these individuals, meet them at their place of business. On paper, they existed 100%, but a lot of the documents within the system of knowing your clients were missing. I mean, driver's license numbers, actual dollar amounts are always rounded off. There was a lot of information just missed about what the type of corporation, what type of business it did. When you go to see the corporation at the address, it wasn't there. An actual physical company never existed. An actual physical person didn't exist at those addresses, but those actual people's social security numbers belonged to other people. I found corporations in other states that were closed years ago, reopened in a new state, and being used for transactions, but these individuals had no idea that this was being done.
And so it was all certainly identity theft and certainly a massive, would you call this a conspiracy?
This is a huge conspiracy.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. If you have a question at all for John, his book, of course, World Banking, World Fraud, is available. Is it available certainly through any of the regular bookstores? Is it primarily order available through Amazon and such outlets?
It's primarily available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. The bookstores would not put it on their shelves.
bookstores would not put on the shelves, I wonder why. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question. This is the sort of thing, the real world out there.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I guess this evening is John Cruz, and because John has written a book, World Banking, World Fraud, going into the background of HSBC, probably the, if not the largest bank in the world, the second largest, although I personally was told by one of the people from a Swiss bank that HSBC is the largest bank in the world today. And apparently they're involved in all sorts of illegal activity. I said that John has been working with the people from the Treasury Department, and although some divisions of government will not get involved in this, after all, these are very, very powerful people. They have a lot of our politicians, a lot of our bureaucrats on their payroll, but of course there are some legitimate and honest people working in government trying to get the information out, and of course the major media does not want this out. I was surprised to hear that our good friend Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi, had lost his job with our financial advisory firm, which he was working for, had lost his job when he tried to bring this information out. Has anybody else gotten into trouble for putting this information out, John?
I do not know. I do not. Mr. Corsi did get fired from his job. They also tried shutting down WIM's internet from having a story out. The wrong website, they tried shutting it down, the bank did. And they did succeed for about 3 hours.
Right. But you were able to get back up there again.
Yeah, well, WorldNet Daily was able to get back up, yeah.
All right, fine. Oh, I'm sorry. Jerome Carson was writing on WorldNet Daily and putting your story out?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Of course, that WorldNet Daily, of course, is run by another one of our friends who does. He's a very, very courageous individual, and we applaud him for getting that information out. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The book, World Banking, World Fraud, we actually have a copy of it. And Sydney, oh, who actually published that? Who had the courage to publish it, or did you have to have it printed?
I am self-published through CreateSpace.
Did you try to get a major publisher of any sort to publish it?
I tried many publishing companies to get this put out.
And nobody wanted to take
nobody
it
Nobody would touch it because it has HSBC's name in it.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what about the people who work for HSBC? Do some of them know what's going on?
I have hours upon hours, dozens of hours of tape recordings of employees knowing exactly what's going on and just doing it every day. That's their everyday life, is doing fraud, thinking that it's a perfectly fine to do what the bank wants them to do and doing nothing about it.
Well, do you think that they understand the criminal activity that they're involved in?
Well, when they know that the bank is doing illegal activities and they're in the middle of doing it, helping the bank, there's no such thing as maybe. They might know. They do know.
And yet, of course, do you think that they're afraid to bring this out for fear that they'll lose their jobs? Do you think that they're afraid to bring it out because they may have a hit team sent out to get them? Or are they afraid to put it out because they know that there are people at the highest levels of our government who are involved right along with HSBC? What do you think it is that keeps them from coming forward?
All of the above. When you know there's high above involved, when you know that you're going to lose your job and you don't know where you're going to go the next day, you know that you're going to be blackballed, what do? They're just going with the flow, and something happens. But when you have a job, the economy the way it is.
What motivated you to come forward? Because this was really a very, very dangerous thing for you to do, Chris. I've been at this game for 50 years. I've seen a lot of my friends have been liquidated and have died under mysterious circumstances. So I certainly have an idea what happens to people who speak out. What motivated you to take a position on this?
Biggest thing that motivated me is when I found these accounts being put in my name. I will have nothing to do with the fraud.
They took your name and utilized you in the fraudulent activity then. Was that what happened? All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got John calling from Central New York. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a statement in which if your host could identify the operatives, I guess, is the Spanish are buying up a lot of the infrastructure of the United States. They're building a 12-lane highway from Canada to Mexico. They're buying up New York State Electric and Gas and other utilities and other mineral rights and the parking meters in Chicago. And the other powers to be, are named like the Spanish, the Chinese, the communists. So they don't really know who they are. You just hear a name, such as the Hong Kong Bank. But anyhow, when it gets said and done, the world order of the want to bring in the North American alliance of the new money system called the Amero, which is Mexican, Canadian, U.S. money. And the other powers to be don't want that to happen, so they don't want them to compare to a good euro money system, so they made the euro go bankrupt. So you're seeing the fact of the Spanish buying up infrastructure, but all of a sudden their money system's bankrupt, so the bankrupt Spanish are buying up our infrastructure, which makes no sense. if the other powers to be made the euro go bankrupt, so you got a battle going on between the powers who you really don't know who they are. And at the same time, we see things like they put alcohol in our fuel where you don't see the content of the fuel basis change, but it gives us a 20% reduction in gas mileage, but yet it gives us a 20% increase in the cost of living, and yet they say there's no increase in tax or cost of living stance of that nature, but they slip these things by us all the time.
You know, but,
and again,
John, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of things going on that they shouldn't be, but I appreciate so much your calling and your thoughts on this matter. And basically, of course, there are lots of things that are going on behind the scenes, but they have to be correlated. Sydney, I think that John's point, Sydney, who actually is putting the call in, John, who wrote the book, and it's World Banking, World Fraud. John is bringing out the point that the bank itself is doing money laundering, illegal money laundering, and using people's identity to cover this up. Would that be, that is the major thrust of what you're talking about, isn't it, John?
Yes.
All right.
The bank is illegal criminal activity using the everyday person's identity to commit crime.
All right, fine. And the Treasury Department is at the present time is investigating this. Do they have a team of people working behind the scenes trying to get the material and the proof of this, you know?
They're supposed to be getting back to me and letting me know. Right now, I do not know.
So basically, do you think that maybe pressure is being put on the Treasury Department? Keep quiet or we'll make your life miserable as well?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to find out, though, very soon.
How soon?
A lot of my surprises are coming. We are going to find out what's going on with everything.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We had Jack calling from Michigan earlier. He's back on the line here. Jack, how did you actually hear about this this issue? You obviously are fairly knowledgeable about it. I really wasn't aware of the fact that my good friend Dr. Corsi had lost his position with an international a financial institution because, of course, he had supported John's claim. How did you hear about this?
Well, Dr. Stan, being a night owl, after I hear your program every night, I usually get pretty fired up. And so I check in with Coast to Coast AM to see if there is a worthwhile guest. And so it just happened that one night a few months ago that Jerome was on. And he came on and explained John Cruise's plight and mentioned his book. And so that's really how I learned about it. And I also recall, I understand that you had interviewed Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, and as has Coast to Coast AM. And she said that integral to this nation's economy is what she calls the tapeworm economy of the CIA's drug smuggling activity, and that it is so intimately, I think, inextricably connected that it would have a devastating effect, although I'm not sure about that. So,
let me just ask John about that. John, does a lot of them, this money laundering, have to do with the drug smuggling activities? We know that certainly the CIA is at least a branch of the CIA. People have to understand that our government is very compartmentalized. One part of the CIA doesn't know what other parts of the CIA are doing. One part of the military doesn't know what other parts of the military are doing. One part of the Justice Department doesn't know. Everything is secret, and that, of course, is why if somebody tells the truth and releases government secrets, they go after them, and they may very well kill them. They're about to set them up on some sort of a phony charge. There's this gentleman over in England, I think his name is Assad, something like that, and they're trying to get him on a sexual molestation charge. He is going to be transferred from England to Sweden, where I'm sure we have people planted. We want to get our hands on him and put him in prison. Why? Because he is releasing classified information about corruption at the highest levels of our government. But be that as it may, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Jack, did you have another question or statement you wanted to make before? Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you interrupted perfectly well, because that was my question to John. What percentage would he say of the money laundering activity is involved with the CIA's drug smuggling activities, as Catherine Austin Pitts has presented?
That I could not answer. I do not know.
Well, is some of the money from drug smuggling?
I was told directly by two senior district attorneys, Patrick McCaghy, Jeremy Schirlepi, out of Hop Hog, Long Island, this is drug money. This is terrorist money.
Right. Well, because the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that we have a war on drugs. And it's as phony as a $3 bill. It's as phony as the war on terrorism. And that's why, as we pointed out repeatedly, Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. They released 1,027 convicted Islamic terrorists to get back one soldier. Why would you do something like that? Because the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. We've got a 500,000 men over in Afghanistan with the Afghan military. We're training over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We tell you, if you don't believe us, go on the Internet and type in your search engine, Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find out it's all true. So the war on terrorism's a lie, even though it's being used to take away our freedom. The war on drugs is a lie. The war on cancer is a lie. We've got far more cancer than we ever had before. The war on poverty has given us more poverty. But the war on drugs is one of the most incredible frauds of all time. We're not fighting drugs. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. Now, it is not the entire CIA. It's only a small area there. But they certainly, one section of the CIA is involved in drugs. And, of course, that money has to be laundered. And what better way to do it than through this? And all we can say is that certainly our guest, John Cruz, has been told by people within one branch of our government, a legitimate branch, that at least part of this money is drug smuggling money. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
Okay,
that
fine.
Is correct.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Jack, did you have another question?
Well, one last thing, Dr. Stan. Two. You just mentioned all these various fraudulent wars, and I think they are being utilized to sustain the Emergency Powers Act, Dr. Stan, so that they can, supplant or subvert the constitutional restrictions. And the other thing I want to say is, for people like the fellow who called from New York State, what I intend to do is I'm going to call all of the Barnes & Noble stores that I can locate in the larger populous areas here in Michigan, and I'm going to demand that they bring in John Cruz's book, World Banking, World Fraud. And, Dr. Stan, I wish you would be able to carry it, because I think I could get an order together for maybe, a quantity, maybe a whole case of those.
All right, fine. Well, we'll talk to John off the air and see if we can make some sort of arrangement with him.
God bless you. God bless you, and peace be with you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jack. That was Jack calling from Michigan. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I will tell you that John Cruz is a very, very brave man. Well, basically, we're dealing with ruthless people. They kill people on a regular basis. We've talked to a number of people who are professional assassins. We have a 4-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview 2 CIA assassins. And then, of course, we interviewed the man who tracked down a gentleman who was paid to kill, General George Patton. You remember, he died after an accident there. And it's a fascinating story. We carry the book Target Patton. There's no question they killed a General Patton, as they've killed other of our medical officers, or I should say military officers, who were brave men whose loyalty was to America rather than to the establishment, and would not compromise their principles. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we need Americans who have the courage to stand up and be counted in times like this, because we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America. And we can't all stand on the sidelines and watch what's going to happen. Some people are going to have the courage to get involved. Do you have that courage? We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
And I guess it's John Cruz. His book, World Banking, World Fraud, an expose of HSBC. And I know this happened because it happened to me. Fortunately, there weren't any complications, but we did get these reports from the bank But all these, I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars going through my bank account. I had nothing, no knowledge of it at all. And when I complained, and well, I was told it was just an oversight, it's just probably a key got stuck at some place, they'd take care of it, and it was all taken off my account. But it was there, and I'm sure I was never supposed to know about it. We live in a fallen world, ladies and gentlemen, and behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. They're two separate talks on DVD. And then, of course, we have my talk. It's called The Dangerous Deception. We recommend these are all DVDs. You need to understand what's really going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. And then you need it to help us get this information out. It is so amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, the whole world financial system is collapsing. The financial system in Europe is in the process of collapsing. It may well be that they'll either collapse the euro or they'll consolidate Europe essentially without the consent of the people and bring them under a centralized dictatorial authoritarian dictatorship without the consent of the people, but they don't care what the people want because this is an age-old plan to bring about a one-world government under the control of Lucifer. And this is not imaginary. It's really very, very real. And if you haven't, of course, certainly seen our writings, our material on this, or read some of the books we actually carry by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist. And I'm thinking of his books, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and the book, The Secret Destiny of America. They're available not through our regular channels. We, of course, don't want to be accused of carrying satanic books, but they are available, certainly, if you go to our special research catalog. You can order that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They actually, of course, put people in charge in governments throughout the world. We have a book written by a man who worked with the dark side of government. It's called the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It's written by a liberal, but an idealist named John Perkins. We have a 4-tape set called Economic Hitman, or a 4-CD set. And then, of course, we have the book he wrote, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And then I think we have the book he wrote about the secret world government. And they're both available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You have got to get involved. You've got to help us get the information out. Because if there are not enough people who have the courage to take a stand, then we're going to lose America for certain. Now, behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. But I personally believe that we are called upon to take a stand at this time in history to expose what's going on behind the scenes. We hope the many who are out there will have the courage and the integrity to join us in this truly epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. They've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated the Protestant church, and changed the music and the message of the church. If you go into a Protestant church today, you notice how the minister now doesn't usually wear a white shirt and tie or even a coat. He's very casual towards God because we removed any fear of or respect or awe of God. If you haven't read the book, going into the background, The Secret of the Lord, we recommend it. The Secret of the Lord, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land.
Emitted from the hills over the beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station we're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we seem to be having a little difficulty getting the guest we had this afternoon is Sutley Professor Walter Block, who is an economist. He has his PhD, and he holds a number of very distinguished chairs in economics. He's written a book on all things about Ron Paul. I'm going to ask our producer if he'll call the home, get hold of Barbara, ask her to look at my list. And actually, we have two numbers for Professor Block. And if he's not at one slot, he'll be at the other one. So if our producer would just call Barbara, ask her to look at the list and their two telephone numbers, and hopefully we're going to have him here. It's rather fascinating. We talked to Professor Block this afternoon, who is a traditional economist. Now, basically, so many of our economists today are actually what they call Keynesian, and they follow the teachings of John Maynard Keynes, who believed that all we needed to do was have enough smart people, and they could regulate the economy, and they could stimulate the economy and slow down the economy. And, of course, this is really a recipe for disaster. What we really need to do, of course, is to let the economy adjust itself. And certainly there need to be some regulations as long as we have banking system. But we need to have a gold-backed currency with a solid dollar. And basically, when we had a gold-backed currency, prices remained stable for 200 years. Since we went on to a fiat money currency, why, of course, the value of the dollar has lost between 96 and 97% of its value. And the average American doesn't understand, you know, the house that used to sell for $3,000 today sells for $100,000. And, of course, it may be 60 or 70 years old. But people don't understand, of course, that we're headed towards the ultimate destruction of our economic system, as has happened time and time again down through the ages. So certainly, Professor Walter Block has done an excellent job in analyzing what's going on financially. And it's very, very, of course, refreshing to find a college professor who has the courage to speak out and to educate people about what's really going on, even more so one who's willing to write a book on Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, of course, who I personally have known for 40 years. I don't know whether he knows me, but I've followed his career very closely, met him on a few occasions, and I think he's an honest man, he's a Christian. And so without further ado, Professor Block, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, basically, of course, you've written a book on Ron Paul. And what motivated you to do that?
Well, I've been a big fan of Ron Paul for many, many years, since the 1970s, and I was a big fan of his candidacy in 2008. And when he ran in 2012, starting in 2011, I was very, very up about that, and I wrote a lot about him.
Hold that thought for just a minute. I wanted to call, if anybody would like to talk about Congressman Ron Paul, because big elections are tomorrow. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment here, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sent me a Professor Block, a professor of economics, and holds several distinguished economic chairs in the academia, and he has the courage to come out and back somebody, certainly, who is roundly criticized by so many people in academia, and yet I think has a dedicated support of a significant number of young people. And of course, for anybody who really understands what's going on economically, why, of course, he has their enthusiastic support. I was at a meeting this weekend, and I was on a panel, and there were all sorts of people there in the back with big placards holding them up, cheering for Ron Paul. There were no Romney supporters there. There were no, certainly, Newt Gingrich supporters there. I don't think that those people, Newt Gingrich or Romney or the others, had any public support. They were all created by the media. But people who know what Ron Paul stands for really appreciate him. So I'm going to let you tell us, in your opinion, what Ron Paul stands for, why he is unique among the politicians that we've had certainly running for office over the last several decades, and why people should seriously consider in California and in Texas and other country, in California and the other states that are voting tomorrow, why they should be supporting Ron Paul. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 831-464-8295. Professor Block, why are you supporting Ron Paul? What does he have that makes him different than other politicians?
Well, I think you'd have to go back to Taft in the Republican Party to get anyone who is even close to Ron Paul. A lot of people are trying to drum him out of the Republican Party because he's so different than the modern Republicans, but he's not all that different than Taft. And I think he's even better than Taft in consistency with views on liberty and the Constitution and private property and free enterprise, which the Republican Party used to stand for, but now it just stands for wars, whether drug wars internally or foreign wars or violating rights and freedoms and really socialism. I hate to say it, but the Republican Party, Romney Care was not that different than Obamacare, and it's both socialized medicine as far as I'm concerned. The way I see matters, there are really three issues upon which you can have an opinion: foreign policy, domestic economic policy, and domestic personal liberty. And I vote for and support Ron Paul and wrote a book about him because I think he is excellent. He's constitutional. He's conservative on all three areas. Now, our founding fathers, John Quincy Adams, George Washington, warned about entangling alliances, warned about trying to slay dragons abroad. And what have we got with the modern Republican Party and Democratic Party? There's not much difference between them. We've got U.S. soldiers in, 130 different countries and 800 military bases. You can't tell me that that's defense. That's offense. That is imperialism. That is the U.S. throwing its weight around, trying to make every country in the world live up to our ideal of what they should be. Ron Paul says, let's stick to our own knitting. Let's mind our own business. Let's have a very, very, very strong defense, but let's not have any offense at all. Let's be a peaceful participant in the world commerce. Okay, so much for foreign policy. And I should say that he's very much against the one world government, which a lot of our politicians are leading toward. He wants to kick the UN out of New York City and get us out of the UN. And the UN is certainly a underground move toward the world government. Okay, so much for foreign policy. Next, domestic policy, economics. Well, here, Bush and Obama, to mention a Republican and a Democrat, have put us in harm's way. They've created a depression. We talk about we're coming out of the depression, and I call it a depression, not a recession. I don't see it. I see the unemployment rate, the official unemployment rate is two digits, 10%. The shadow unemployment rate is almost double that. And the unemployment rate for teenagers and black people is double that. It's something like 40 or 50%. And it would even be higher if they counted the discouraged worker who stops looking for a job and then, due to the magic of modern statistics, is no longer counted as unemployed. And what's the cause of this in Ron Paul's view? It's the Fed. If you look at the 100 years before and after the Fed started in 1913, we had very, very slight depressions beforehand, and those were due to deviations from free enterprise then that were slight. But since then, we've had gigantic depressions and inflations. And this is due to the Fed, and Ron Paul at least wants to audit the Fed, and in his heart of hearts, he wants to end the Fed, which is the title of another book of his. Okay, so much for economic policy, where he would substitute the gold standard or free market money, whatever people chose to be money, and he wouldn't have fractional banking and central banking and the Fed. What about personal liberties? Well, he's certainly against this NDAA thing where Obama can drone kill people in foreign countries and drone kill American citizens in foreign countries and drone kill American citizens in the U.S., the land of the free, home of the brave, where he's killing U.S. citizens without a trial. This is an abomination. And secondly, pertaining to California, now California has a law about medical marijuana. If you're very sick, you have cancer or some sort of dread disease, and marijuana will help you. The California legislature, at my understanding, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, you're a Californian, has passed a law saying you can have medical marijuana. And Eric Holder, the attorney general of Obama, violates this and puts people in jail for having marijuana. Well, Ron Paul favors the legalization of drugs. He sees that the drugs have unearthed the Mexican society, where the the drug lords fight the government on almost equal terms, and he's afraid that just as we're going the Greek way, economically speaking, we're going the Mexican way with these horrible drug laws. So those are the three reasons why I support Ron Paul, because he's a constitutionalist, he favors private property, free enterprise, and freedom, foreign policy, economic policy, and personal liberty.
Well, now, of course, one of the criticisms of Ron Paul is that he's anti-Israel, and there are many, many people who will say, well, I would support him except he's anti-Israel. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What do you say to people who say, well, I would support him, but of course he's anti-Israel?
Well, not only is he considered anti-Israel, he's considered an anti-Semite, and let me broaden your question to include both. First of all, with regard to Israel, yes, he does want to cut off all foreign aid to Israel. But the foreign aid that Israel gets, he doesn't want to just cut off foreign aid to Israel. He wants to cut off foreign aid to every country. And as it happens, the Arab countries, the enemies of Israel, get much more foreign aid than Israel itself. Egypt alone gets $2 billion a year, which is almost as much as Israel gets. And when you add in all the other Arab and Muslim countries, Israel gets much less than they do.
And they were getting about $12 billion, the other countries. So basically, we cut the $3 billion off to Israel, but $12 billion off to their enemies. But it seemed to me that would favor Israel.
Yes, precisely. If you deduct $3 billion from Israel and $12 billion from Israeli enemies, how is that hurting Israel? That's crazy. It's nonsense. And certainly the private donations from Jews and Christians and other people in the United States toward the safeguarding of Israel, that would not stop, and that's much more toward Israel than the Arab countries from the United States. So when you put these two figures together, it's just preposterous. Preposterous to say that he's an enemy of Israel. Now let's talk about he's supposedly an anti-Semite. Well, I happen to be Jewish, and I've known him for 30, 40 years. I forget how long, since the 70s, and I've had dinner with him on occasion. I've been at conferences with him. We hug each other. We shake hands. I have a good radar for anti-Semites, as good a radar as most, and he's certainly not an anti-Semite. Who are his two favorite economists? Well, his two favorite economists are both Jewish. One is Ludwig von Mises, and the other is Murray Rothbard, both of the Jewish extraction. And he mentions them often. What kind of an anti-Semite says, well, my two favorite economists, my two favorite mentors, my two favorite gurus are Jews, and I'm an anti-Semite? That's crazy.
Well, I think that it really is so incredible that people would actually feel that he's anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, basically because America gives Israel $3 billion a year. We also force them to follow our leadership. And one of the things America insisted on was pulling, they are forcing the Jewish settlers out of Gaza. And of course, because of American pressure, while the Jewish government pulled the settlers out of Gaza, left these people destitute in Israel with no homes. And then, of course, Gaza became the center, a base for lobbing missiles into the southern part of Israel. Basically, of course, it was, he who pays the piper calls the tunes. And the fact that the United States, which I feel, and the people who really run the United States, certainly are very much anti-Israel. Why? Because they are certainly making demands on Israel that has really hurt them. Now they're trying to force them to push the settlers out of Judea and Samaria. People don't understand that there really are people in our government making impossible demands on Israel and weakening their position. Cut the money off, and of course they would not have the power over the Israeli government. So I concur with you. Dr. Block, I think people need to understand. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would like to know what you feel about Ron Paul and his candidacy.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Professor Walter Block, who, as I mentioned, I had no idea, but he said he was Jewish, and he sort of deals with all these charges against Ron Paul being anti-Semitic or simply totally unfounded, as do I, of course. Well, let's go to Robert, who's calling from Spokane. You don't mind if we take some guests, do you?
No, please.
All right, we've got a full board then. We've got people calling from, several free people actually calling from the state of Washington, although our program is heard nationwide. This seems to be the Washington evening. So, hi, Robert from Spokane. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, thanks for having Professor Block on. I've listened to you a lot on Lou Rockwell and become an Austrian economist myself. And I had a question for you about the current state of all the inflation that we're seeing. It looks like the effects of the inflation, which is the rising prices, I mean, we're seeing it, but it's not as catastrophic as it's. And I had a little debate with someone the other day, and they said that if there's no demand, then it's it doesn't matter how much money they print. If there's no demand for product, there's not going to be any inflation.
Well, I think basically what you're saying, Robert, is since the money is certainly sitting in the banks, with the corporations, without velocity of money being utilized, why, of course, it's not going to be inflation. Is that basically what you're saying? The money is not in circulation. It's just sitting there.
Well, the effects of inflation aren't going to be seen, like rising prices, but nothing as much as we probably should. And
all
I'm
right,
just wondering.
Fine. Let's get to Professor Block's of that. And how would you answer, Robert? Because people really don't understand how inflation works. Certainly, we massively increased the amount of money, but it's not being spent. The people holding on to it. How would you explain this whole idea of velocity to Robert?
Well, there are two definitions of inflation. One is an increase in the money supply, and the other is higher prices. The Austrians go for the first one. The more mainstream economists go for the second. I guess I go for I think the banks are sitting on money because the interest rates are very low and they're not lending it out. They're scared. They don't know what's going to happen. They're afraid of bank failures. And with our fractional reserve banking system, it's sort of like a house of cards. You hit one card, and a card would be a bank. And if it goes bankrupt, others will go bankrupt. And if the Fed serves its role as lender of last resort, then we can get into hyperinflation like Zimbabwe or Germany 1923. So I think it's a very volatile situation. But you're quite right. Given that there's not or people aren't spending as much as they could, the price rises are much less than would ordinarily have occurred had the government created as much money as it has, and it has been creating a lot of money. But there are bits of inflation, and they keep messing around with it, changing its definition to show less inflation that there is. President Obama is very exercised about the prices of gas going up, and he starts blaming it on, speculators or some nonsense like that, which is just economic illiteracy. The reason that price is going on, and even though they're modest, they still are occurring, and they're occurring much more than our official statistics allow or monitor. So I think that we have inflation in both senses. The government has created way too much money by keeping interest way too low, and according to the Austrian business cycle theory, this is what causes the depression, which is a cleansing of these misallocative effects. So we are having inflation in the sense of money supply, stock increasing, and we're also having modest, significant price rises that Obama is trying to blame on the market when it's really his own fault.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Robert?
Just a quick question. I think deflation is more likely in the short term, but eventually everything's going to blow up. And I don't know, what do you think? Get off the air there.
Does that music mean I shouldn't answer?
No, you go right ahead.
Yes. Look, deflation is not the bugaboo. Milton Friedman and what's his name? Not Greenspan. Benny, the paper hanger, Bernanke, are very, very of deflation. They think it's a horrible thing. I'm not against deflation as much as they are. Look, when computers first came out, when cars first came out, when air conditioners came out, when televisions first came out, their prices were very, very high. And because of economies of scale, the prices have gone down.
We're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Robert, we're going to have to let you go. Right back.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Stan, we had Bill calling from the Tri-Cities area, and of course he was asking certainly what would Ron Paul do as far as the dollar is concerned, and certainly Professor Block suggested that he would try to make the dollar redeemable in gold. But Bill, there's no way we're going to get out of this without having a lot of suffering. But at least when we end up, we're going to have, if Ron Paul or the economics that he advocates is there, we would have something behind the dollar to keep it from being totally destroyed. But no matter what happens, we're all going to go through a very difficult period, I believe. Don't you, Professor Block, believe that we are in for difficult times? No matter who is there, but at least Ron Paul would offer us some hope of stability down the line. Everybody else is going to have, as promises, instability and I think, terrible suffering.
Well, I agree with you. I think that Obama and Bush have prolonged the depression just like FDR and Hoover did. It's sort of like the economy got drunk last night, and now we have a hangover. And what Hoover and Roosevelt and what Obama and Bush are doing is giving the patient more booze. Well, at least Ron Paul would stop giving the patient booze. He would stop this excessive spending. He would pull out our troops from foreign places. And in his first year, he said he would cut, $1 trillion from the budget. And when Obama, the weather vane, the weather vane Mitt Romney heard that, he was appalled. You know, you can't do that because he's a Keynesian. He believes in government rescuing the economy. Well, Ron Paul is more of a Misesian, a follower of Ludwig von Mises and Friedrich Hayek in terms of the business cycle. And what he would do is stop this excessive spending and get rid of the Fed, which creates the problem. And yes, we would have problems because drunkards always have to have hangover the next day, and we're going to have a hangover. But if he also opposes unions and minimum wage laws that creates unemployment among unskilled workers. So I think we're going to have a much more softer landing with Ron Paul. But yes, I agree with you, Dr. Stan, that there will be suffering, but there's always suffering when you get drunk the night before, but there'll be less suffering with him because at least he's not going to pour gas on the fire.
Well, what would be the role of the IMF in relation to the United States if Ron Paul got elected? I mean, would the IMF still be subsuming over us? Because how would he fix that? Because if they are in control and he implements all of these cuts, isn't he just an instrument of the austerity program of the IMF?
Well, the IMF is a part of the world government move along with the UN and other international bodies, and Ron Paul would certainly not support the IMF, and he would not support the UN. I think the U.S. could go this alone and be much better off without these beginnings of the world government. So I don't think he would deal with them, and I don't think right now the U.S. supports the IMF, and he would cut off not only foreign aid to Israel and the Arab countries and every other country, but to the UN and the IMF as well.
And I think that's well said. Bill basically agrees Ron Paul would try to get America to look after its own interests, and if the people want to go into a world government, fine, but he would not lead us into it. And what we need to do is do away with the IMF or get the IMF out of America, get the United States out of the United Nations, and get the United Nations out of the United States. Anything else about Bill? We've got another caller.
Well, I just think that, you know, even if he got elected, if those institutions are still controlling the U.S. Somehow, or if the U.S. is still exercising relationships with those institutions, it could still end up cutting a lot of things that the austerity programs are involved in cutting.
Bill, you're absolutely right. And Ron Paul, if he was the president, he would get us out of all of them. Thanks very much. Appreciate your calling. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And all of the calls, have good ideas, but people have to understand Ron Paul opposes this internationalism. He opposes all of these ideas of a world government. He opposes this idea of giving up our sovereignty. He believes America can survive, certainly, if we get back to a free enterprise system. The people on the other side, who are globalists, want, of course, to destroy our sovereignty and drag us into this world government, where we will lose our freedom as we've known it, and freedom will simply become a remembrance of things past. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
I have both a question, and then I'll follow it up with a comment about my have a little experience in the Republican Party here in Spokane. First of all, I would like to know, a lot of people understand well that we're heading towards a cliff. Virtually everybody understands there's something seriously wrong with our country. What would happen if Mitt Romney was the president at that time? And who would receive the blame forever for the catastrophe that is certain to happen?
Well, I think that that's an unfair question. Because it's
an unfair question?
It's impossible to say what Mitt Romney would do because he's a weather vane. He's been on the opposite side of pretty much every issue. You name an issue, and Mitt Romney has been for it and against it. So it's really impossible to know what he'll do. At least Obama, you know he's a socialist, and he'll act like a socialist. Obama might act like a socialist, like the Romney of Romney Care, and he might act like a capitalist, like his Bain company. you just don't know because he keeps contradicting himself. I think it was, I forget who it was, whether it was Ron Paul or somebody else, and just quoted Mitt Romney being pro and against abortion, pro and against free trade, pro and against you name it. So that's an unfair question because you really can't tell. It depends on what side of the bed he gets up on, I guess. I don't know.
Well, point well made. Anything else, Bruce?
Well, yes. I got pretty heavily involved in the local politics there after 2008 and saw there's just no comparison between the two people running for the Republican Party, John McCain and Ron Paul. I saw John McCain wrong on virtually every issue, and of course Ron Paul right on every issue. I'd studied liberty and economics for some time, and I saw Ron Paul correct, and I met some of the best people in the world in the Ron Paul campaign here locally. And at that time, there's 360,000 in the metropolitan area of Spokane, and at that time we have about 300 precincts. And at that time, less than half of the precincts had precinct committee officers. And naturally, we filled them and then basically took control of the local party. Now, we didn't take control as to kick people out. We just took control to have representation of a true conservative. And we built the party up, and now with a savage effort, the other side is trying to take it back. It's beyond comprehension. Just beyond comprehension. If you knew how.
Well, in my own home state of Louisiana, Mitt Romney beat Ron Paul in the popular vote. But then, when they had the delegate selection, the Ron Paul people beat the Romney people. But then, the same thing happened there. They used violence. They used physical violence. There was some guy who had a hip replacement, and they hurt his hip, and they broke his hand. These people are vicious. There's supposed to be friendliness between Romney and Paul on a personal level, but it certainly hasn't left out this sort of a thing. There have been a lot of stealing of votes of the Ron Paul people and a lot of changes of the rules at the last second in order to help Romney
we
and
had
hurt
the same
Ron
thing.
Paul.
Well, and, Bruce, I want to congratulate you for what you've done, but the important thing is you've got to get the masses of the people behind you. I think what you've done is a great thing. But the biggest thing is we've got to reach the people, and I will say there in the Spokane area, because of the radio stations you have in that area, at least we can reach the people with the truth far better than in many other parts of the country. So just be thankful for the American Christian Network, which really is reaching people up there. And I'm so glad that you have accomplished what you have. Go ahead.
Well, I like candidate against our current Republican senator, Congresswoman, excuse me. Well, I can't say we are, but the Constitutional Party is.
Okay, well, Bruce, you just keep up the good work. Don't get discouraged. Believe me.
Well, that's what I have to be encouraged with, is not to get discouraged.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you.
Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Nope. It's time to turn it over to someone else.
Well, I just wanted to say, bless you. You're doing the Lord's work.
All right, well, thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, fine. Bye. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but don't get discouraged out there. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. I probably have longer than a lot of you have lived. And I'm more encouraged than I've ever been before. I see an awakening that I've never seen before. I see leadership like Ron Paul, who's been around almost as long as I have, not quite. But I see an awful lot of good people out there, and people from all different aspects of life, rallying behind this concept of individual liberty. Liberty is a wonderful idea. These are the ideas that upon which this country was originally founded. There have been people who do not believe in liberty. They have their own agenda, and they've exploited this. They've taken over control of our country. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government, and we can't let them take our nation away. And I will tell you that the people on the other side, are frightened to death because of this awakening of awareness on the part of the good people of our country. So if you're out there in the listening audience, don't get discouraged. We have to keep the pressure on. Right now, we have a great candidate in Ron Paul, and certainly if Ron Paul retires, we'll have his son, Rand Paul. I think we've got so much to be thankful for. What are your thoughts, Professor Block?
Oh, I agree with you entirely. I got into the Liberty Movement in around 1962, 1963, and there were dozens of people like us in the whole world. Very, very few. There was like a remnant. And now there are dozens of groups that I've never heard of that are very, very good. As I say, Ron Paul goes to a college campus and he gets 10,000 people screaming about liberty and about freedom and getting rid of the Fed and the gold standard and Austrian economics. This is just a dream come true. And and this is despite the mainstream media, not your radio show, of course, but the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Newsweek, Time Magazine, NBC, ABC, Fox, even Fox, denigrating him, ignoring him, making fun of him, calling him a crazy old coot or whatever. He's just trying to get us back to the founding fathers and the freedom that they brought to us. So I entirely agree with you. The case for optimism is magnificent. It's just wonderful. Who knows what will happen if he doesn't win? I think the movement that he has, not just Rand Paul, but there are many other people running for Congress now. Who knows where this will end, but it's just wonderful to be part of it.
It really is. Well, you're a friend. I got started myself in 1962, about June or July of 62, and it's been an amazing 51 years, but I feel what a privilege it's been to actually be involved in this effort to try to restore freedom. It's given a purpose to life, and that certainly has influenced every aspect of a person, my life personally. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're there in the Central Coast of California, give us a call. And I think people, we're going to be very interested to see what happens tomorrow, but certainly if Ron Paul certainly does not do well, remember the election, the candidate for the Republican presidency will not be decided until, of course, they get to Tampa, Florida. And, of course, it has to do with delegates. It doesn't have anything to do necessarily so much with what happens tomorrow, although it's tomorrow will certainly give us an idea of Ron Paul's popularity. I think in California, probably he'll get somewhere between 20-25% of the popular vote. We'll have to see. I really wonder about some of these figures that are coming out. I do not believe that people on the other side would be above certainly fixing the figures, taking votes, certainly counting them improperly. There's a great deal at stake. What is at stake is an age-old desire to bring about this one-world government, and these people will not allow themselves to be thwarted. On the other hand, I think we have a moral obligation to oppose them, and I do believe there's a growing awareness on people throughout the country that something is seriously wrong. Why, in heaven's name, are we fighting over in Afghanistan? Why did we go into Iraq and kill a million people there and leave the country totally devastated when we went in? It was the first world nation. It had electricity and water and sewage and jobs. And today Iraq doesn't have occasional blackout. It has occasional power. And the same thing is true with water and sewage. We've destroyed that country very effectively, and nobody wants to say, why do we send all of our boys in there to fight and bleed and suffer and die when, of course, we made things far worse for the people there?
Absolutely right. My hope is in South Dakota, which also votes tomorrow, he'll do quite a bit better. And you're absolutely right. It's not the popular vote. It's the number of delegates that count. And we've got soldiers in Japan. We've got soldiers in Germany. We've got soldiers in Europe. We've got soldiers in South America. in Africa, every time two clans have a fight, the U.S. is in the middle of it. It's sort of like a tripwire. Why are we minding everyone else's business? Why don't we build our own country? This is the question that Ron Paul asked, and I'm hoping that my book in some small way will help. The book is called Ron Paul, President in 2012, Yes to Ron Paul and Liberty. And my hope is that this can shed a little bit of light on the issue. I very much agree with your previous sentence.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
And wanted to know if we couldn't simply repudiate the debt. And Professor Block said, well, we could repudiate it one of two ways. We could inflate it away, and we're in the process of doing that today. We're destroying the value of the money that we borrowed through inflation. And then, of course, we could also simply just say, we're not going to pay it back. We're going to repudiate our debt that's been lent to us by banks and by other countries. And as the Professor Block said, he wouldn't be entirely against that either. We may have to do something of this sort down the line. We live in uncertain financial times, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever happens, there are going to be dramatic changes in the structure of our society. Most people are going to lose most of what they have in the coming weeks and months. Prepare yourself for very, very difficult times. I don't know how this is going to play out, but I will tell you that we're going to lose more and more of the stability of our economic system. Be sure you've got a circle of friends you can depend upon, that you have the necessities of life. And then, of course, certainly, if you're in one of the major cities, figure out where you could possibly go, because I think we're going to see a great deal of civilian unrest in the major cities. Make your plans accordingly now that you have time. Do not put it off. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your help to maintain the network of stations we have all across America. It's an expensive proposition. I think most ministries are having trouble, but with your help, why we're going to be able to maintain what we have. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. If you're in a position to advertise with us, why, of course, we'd love to welcome you as one of our advertisers. But, you know, cumulatively, why, hopefully we're going to be able to maintain our network of almost 70 outlets every single week, where people are learning information they're not going to get through regular channels. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, and on the dangerous deception. That is the hidden, the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and the dangerous deception. We've got a great new DVD. It's entitled The Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. And, of course, we have great new DVDs on aspartame with Betty Martini, geoengineering with certainly Rosalind Peterson, Agenda 21 with Michael Shaw. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have so many DVDs on the important issues. If you want to know about certainly how they're poisonous with fluoride, the DVD is called The Hidden Agenda. There's a syllabus that goes with that. We have all sorts of books certainly going to the background of how we financed the Nazis all during World War II. You probably thought we were fighting the Nazis. No, ladies and gentlemen, we were building the weapons for them to be used to kill our boys. The three books we carry, what is called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Then we have, of course, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. And we have Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. We have certainly DVDs that go with that. One of them is called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. And then, of course, our 4-CD set entitled The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll certainly be talk to you tomorrow.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to know, if you want to unite, if you want to build and not tear apart, that's right. You're in the right place at the Power Hour. Today is Monday, June 4th, 2012. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself and someone else. And I hope you are rested and ready to go, because there's still a lot of change that needs to be done. We're going to be hearing from one of those people doing a tremendous job in the change front, Tom Crier. Attorney Tom Crier, who stood against the IRS, has some pretty shocking things to say and pretty surprising things about the education that's going on with judges and prosecuting attorneys. He'll be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour. In the third hour, Shepard Embellus will join us to talk about the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. What is the outcome? What